NPR's Nathaniel Miner reports.
Already this year, 47 deaths on the state's roads have involved impaired driving. Dozens of law enforcement agencies across the state will step up DUI enforcement this weekend. Getting caught can cost more than $13,000 in fines and legal fees, and it can be a whole lot worse if there's a crash. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
Denver Public Schools incoming Superintendent Alex Marrero was named in a federal lawsuit Friday. A former medical director of the New York School District, where Marrero is currently an interim superintendent, alleges that district leaders there silenced and retaliated against her. The suit says officials stopped her efforts to keep schools informed and safe during the pandemic. In a statement, the DPS board says they have full confidence in Marrero and stands behind its choice for superintendent. More than 200 people who provide janitorial services for Cherry Creek schools will be laid off Monday. The school district ended its contract with the facilities management company ABM Industries Incorporated in late April. The workers have been cleaning schools in the district since 2018. And two Colorado cannabis companies are joining the United Food and Commercial Workers Union. Both Nature's Root Labs and Union Harvest are based in Longmont. And from downtown Denver, you're listening to CPR News and KRCC.